Welcome, everybody. Share number 1394 in the writing. It's share number 546. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Kedima the category of Kedima Brachos, priority in Brachos. The story is like this. So if one is eating various types of fruits in the same sitting, which are not from the Shivas Aminim, the Shivas Aminim, as we know, the special fruits, where the after Bracha is Al Ho'etz. So the question is, if some of the fruits are whole fruits and some are only pieces, right? I have, let's say, we'll see some examples, but I'm eating various different fruits, nothing from the Shivas Aminim, but there's some whole fruits and there's some pieces from other fruits. So the one who is not going to make the bracha from eggs actually likes better, let's say I like better, I'm the one making the bracha, and I like better the fruit which is cut up. I like the cut up fruit, the fruit that's in pieces, that particular fruit, we'll see some examples, I actually like better. Or only in pieces, as opposed to the other fruits, which are whole fruits. In other words, I'm going to eat these few fruits now. Some are in pieces, some are cut up, some are whole. But I like better the ones that are cut up. Not because I like it cut up, because I like that fruit. So the halacha is one must make the bracha of her eight. So, but I have to make one bar pre-eight, right? So what do I make it on? I'm making one bar pre-eight on these two or three different fruits. So the halacha is one must make the bracha of her eight on the fruit which is complete. You have to make the bracha which on the complete fruit. Again, we're dealing with a case in time whereby there's no fruits from the Shivas Aminim. So I'm going to make the bracha on the fruit which is complete, and the other fruits which are incomplete will be covered with the same bracha. This is true as long as they're either as long as the incomplete fruits are either in front of me at the time, or in front of the person making the bracha, or the person had it in mind. Either way, it would be fine. Okay, so then they will be covered. So now, what will be an example? Just to give an example of our halacha from today. So, for example, if one would like to eat a apple, one would like to eat an apple, and one would like to eat a plum. In other words, let's say I'm sitting down to eat an apple, I'm sitting down to eat a plum, and I'm going to be eating them at the same time, the same sitting, and so on. But I prefer the taste of the plum over an apple. My chaviv, the right language is what we're going to be talking about is chaviv, desirable. I prefer the taste of a plum. I desire a plum more over an apple. In the above case, the apple is complete, right? So let's say we have a complete apple and the plum is only part of a plum. The plum is cut up. But I desire a plum, right? I prefer the taste of a plum over an apple, even though I'm going to be eating them both right now. So what would be the halacha? So again, in the above case, the apple is complete and the plum is only part of a plum. I do desire a plum over an apple, right? So maybe I should make the bracha on the plum first. In other words, the plum is cut up. No. One would still have to make the bracha of her eights on the apple. In other words, I would have to make the bracha on the apple, even though I like the plum better, due to the fact that the plum is incomplete. The plum is not a shalem. So in other words, the bottom line is we have shalem. The right lush and the right language is going to be shalem, complete. I have a fruit complete, and I have a fruit which is chaviv, that which is desirable. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's actually brought down, just to quote real quickly before I forget, Simen Reish Yud Aleph, our Simen in Kedima Bebrachas, priority in Brachas is Simen Reish Yud Aleph, and this particular halach is in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalid. And so therefore in my case, the case that we're talking about, our case, the plum, which is a partial plum, will be automatically covered as long as they are eaten in the same sitting, even though I desired the plum more. So the bottom line is we see two different, obviously there's different levels, but there are two levels over here that we're talking about. In case in time where none of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, an apple is not from the Shivas Aminim, and a plum is not from the Shivas Aminim. So it's just a question of chaviv, desirable, or sholem, complete. So we're going to go, Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Dalit that we go with sholem, we go with the complete fruit over the one which is desirable at the time, and that's the fruit I make the bracha on, and the other one will be covered as long as it's in front of me or I have it in mind. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.